بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم، أما بعد. We were speaking about the incident of Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه going to Masjid al-Aqsa and to receive the keys of Masjid al-Aqsa. And we spoke about the simplicity of Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه. So then he came to the city of Jabia, and he had instructed the leaders of the various Muslim armies to appoint a deputy to administrate in their absence and to come to Jabia to meet him on a certain day. The first of these leaders to meet him was Hazrat Yazid ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, followed by Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. While in Jabia, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu delivered a lengthy khutbah, and some of the advices he gave in this khutbah were, and these advices are very, very pertinent, beautiful, and something that we need to think about and see how we can bring it into our lives. He said, "O people, reform your private lives and your public lives will be in order. O people, reform your private lives and your public lives will be in order." The pious used to say, correct your relationship with Allah and Allah will correct your relationship with the people. Everything is going wrong. If you only put yourself right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set everything right. Everyone is looking for solutions. Yesterday we mentioned the incident, we never mentioned the solution. So recently, Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained that a Muslim is one that looks for solutions. And we can see the problem, but what is the solution? So one is a person can sit and think that, what can I do? What can I do? So if everybody thinks like that, nothing will happen. Imagine Maulana Inyas Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Pak, had taken such a work from him, thousands and thousands of people globally, we'll say millions of people globally, today in every country, the work and the effort of tabligh is being done. Maulana will get the reward because he started the effort. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib is saying that each person must see what I can do, what difference I can make. So the starting point is myself. Let me correct myself. Let me give up some sins. It is mentioned in one narration that the worst calamity is sinning at the time of calamity. The worst thing that a person can do is to sin at the time of calamity, because now you are inviting Allah Ta'ala's wrath, you're not inviting Allah's mercy. So let me make a change in myself. Then I got my family, I got my subordinates, my wife, my children, and then whoever I can influence, invite towards salah, call towards good, forbid from evil, advise in a good manner. So that is what I can do. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, the work of Dawat and Tabligh in our locality, we have to join it. Start knocking on the doors of people. Why? He said, Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, in the 60s, he went to Burma. And he saw the conditions, and he saw now that because of these conditions, Allah Ta'ala's punishment is going to come. So he told the people, I see dark clouds hanging over you, and it's not like I can see the future, but there are certain signs, telling signs. And he advised them, what he told him, he said, leave all your dunya and come out and spend some time for deen. Leave your dunya and come give time for deen. In that Allah's rahmat will come, you'll be protected. So one of our elders says, they thought this Maulana came from overseas, he's just talking and he's babbling, and he went away. He said, within 1 or 2 years, everything changed. Till today we can see what are the conditions of our Muslims in Burma. So everything changed overnight. So this is the need of the time. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, reform your private lives and your public lives will be in order. Strive for the akhirat and you will be sufficed for your dunya. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned in the khutbah, none of you should ever be in seclusion with a strange woman, for then shaitan will be the third. And this is a very big fitna of the day. One is to be in seclusion with a strange woman, but we have our phones. That is a type of seclusion a person has with his phone. He's looking at haram. He's chatting sometimes to a woman. How many people's marriages because of Facebook, Instagram, connections? We know personally one or two cases. Just by fooling around with someone on Facebook, getting close to them, then you want to meet them, and then things go out of hand. Marriage breaks down. The one whose good deeds please him on account of fulfilling Allah's command and his evil deeds cause him sadness on account of breaking Allah's command, then it is a sign that he is a true believer. Again, our elders are saying that Allah Pak wants confession. Allah Pak doesn't want us to justify. The time where people don't want to accept their wrongs. They want to justify it. So then there's no hope for forgiveness for that person. But that person who says, اِعْتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا, oh Allah, we have confessed our sins. Iqrari mujrim hai. We have confessed our sins. Forgive us. And that person, Allah Ta'ala, forgives him. So that person that is pleased with his good deeds, make shukr, alhamdulillah. Allah, give me tawfiq to read my fajr salah. Allah, thank you. I'm reading Quran. Oh Allah, it's your favor on me. I'm making dhikr. And he feels sad when he does something wrong. You know, I spoke a lie. I shouldn't have done it. I was a bit harsh with someone. I shouldn't have done it. I became a bit over angry. Then that is a sign of a believer. Because that remorse in his heart, ulama says, at-tawbah an-nadam. Regret and remorse, that is real tawbah. And before departing, Jabir Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked for his kurta to be washed and patched. He asked the people to lend him a kurta to wear while they were washing it and mending his first kurta. So they brought him a kurta of fine fabric. So he took out his kurta and gave it to the people to wash, and he wore that kurta of fine fabric. However, as soon as his kurta had been washed and mended, he removed the kurta of the fine fabric, and once again he wore the kurta of coarse cloth. And he mentioned also that he was feeling very uncomfortable wearing that kurta. Our ulama are saying, continues, we mentioned yesterday, we will conclude, that they gave him a fine horse, and then he said, no, this horse, I feel like he's putting pride into my heart. Ulama say, as far as possible, where we can bring simplicity in our lives once again, where we can bring simplicity. Mufti Yusuf Saab, I think Hafiz Saab was telling us that on the one dastarkhan, what we eat, sometimes the people of the world, those are delicacies that they enjoy maybe over 1 year, what we have sometimes on one dastarkhan. Over a period of time, Allah has given it to us. So once again, we need to bring simplicity. In the marakis of Dawat and Tabligh also, our elders used to say, Sadgi le'ao bhai. Bhai Sadgi le'ao. Bring simplicity into our lives. Slowly, slowly. Our elders say, slowly, slowly bring simplicity in our dressing, in our food, in our vehicles, in our homes. Slowly, slowly. Don't set the standard so high. This is another topic. But see how we can simplify our lives once again and come upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us all.